This is AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.
Hello. In the traditional motion picture story, the villains are usually defeated. The ending is a happy one. I can make no such promise for the picture you're about to watch. The story isn't over. You and the audience are part of the conflict.
We have before us the opportunity to forge for ourselves and for future generations a new world order. A world where the rule of law, not the law of the jungle, governs the conduct of nations. When we are successful, and we will be, we have a real chance at this new world order, an order in which a credible United Nations can use its peacekeeping role to fulfill the promise and vision of the UN's founders.
9-3-0-2-8.
I know some people want me to bypass Congress and change the laws on my own.
It is the agenda for the 21st century you're living in today. For a brave new world where everything that you cherished and held true will no longer exist.
The original Constitution, I think it is an imperfect document, and I think it is a document that reflects some deep flaws.
And that would authorize to use the military to arrest people in the United States who, in the president's opinion, are enemies of the country.
You'll find that they've also asked for the right to imprison farmers who wouldn't keep books as prescribed by the federal government. The Secretary of Agriculture asked for the right to seize farms through condemnation and resell them to other individuals. And contained in that same program was a provision that would have allowed the federal government to remove 2 million farmers from the soil.
These government Republicans and Democrats were busy shredding the last vestiges of the Constitution. They're talking about inserting the army into domestic law enforcement. The homeland is part of the battlefield, and people can be held without trial, whether an American citizen or not.
I have been often to, the mothership in New York City, but it's good to have an outpost of the council right here down the street from the State Department. We get a lot of advice from the council, so this will mean I won't have this far to go to be told what we should be doing and how we should think about the future.
Take off the tinfoil hat and put on the Kevlar. It's time for battle with Paul Gleason and the Agenda 21 Show.
Well, hello and welcome to Agenda 21 Radio. This is the radio show that is stopping totalitarianism, one exceptional American at a time. And yes, ladies and gentlemen, are you that exceptional American? Well, I suspect you are. See, I'm a very suspicious person. That's why I put on a tinfoil hat. Anyway, so welcome to Agenda 21 Radio. Please visit our website, agenda21radio.news. It's agenda21radio.news. And also newcaliforniastate.com, newcaliforniastate.com. Now, if you are looking for an alternative to, Google, Facebook, and all the others, that we have one for you relative to Facebook we're building on, and that is Right to Voice, R-I-G-H-T, the number 2, V-O-I-C-E. Right to Voice. It's an alternative to Facebook, and it's a growing small company, but you never know. You know, people are starting to turn away in droves from the social media platform of Facebook, which, you know, everybody and their mother has it, right? It's ubiquitous in our society today. But Facebook is starting to suffer the ravages, as will the others. You never know. These guys are going to be broken up. They could be broken up by monopolies and seen as monopolies. And when they're broken up, then you get all these different offshoots out there. I say get ahead of the game. Right to Voice is one of your major outlets. I support them because they have done I think they're doing a great job of building a platform that everybody can use. And your voice is not going to be censored, which I think is really, really important, especially if you're Alex Jones, right? Well, the battle for Alex Jones, the Battle for Your Mind, he had some sort of little logo for that, for InfoWars, which I totally understand, totally get. The battle for your soul and your mind is going on right now. It's clearly the case. Clearly the case. Don't think that it isn't. For your mind out there with these people. They want to control every little aspect of your life because they're control freaks. You know, they don't become billionaires because they're not control freaks. And it, see, business and success is supposed to equate to business socially and culturally, right? Based upon their mores, of course, and how they perceive the world. And, which it could be different. You know, listen, we find ourselves in the world everywhere, all human beings, under the set of circumstances that are dealt to you. And, of course, if you're an American, you're dealt special circumstances because you are an American and you have God-given rights. That's a whole different mindset to think about. You know, when the Founding Fathers set up the Constitution, that's what they wanted to do. They wanted to put you in charge of government. You, the citizens, not the government in charge of you. They learned that from the European thing. When they had, you know, religious figures, they had kings and queens telling people what to do and how to do it and when. They were not independent folks. Everybody was dependent upon, you know, the king or the religious leader, whatever. They had no independence. They were not independent. They were independent. They were dependent. A critical departure, of course, from that dependency mode was when people started to become persecuted by those that were claiming to be the rulers, making you dependent. When the persecution started, which was going on for hundreds of years, but finally when they had an outlet, Cristobal Colón comes to the New World, they could start to colonize and they could leave on their own village. Those people who struck out from other countries were independent from those other countries. They were no longer were they dependent. They became independent. And as such, they had to survive. They had to learn to survive in the new environment. Just like anybody else, right? If you come from another country into this country, you got to learn how to survive here. You got to learn what the mores are, what to be. Those people came across the waters to this country and established an independent nation. Hence, they called it the Declaration of Independence, the first one of its kind in human history. And the rest is now history, except we have forgotten our roots. Now, you know, if you take and you want to cut out, destroy a plant, watch it die, you kill it by the roots. Right? Poison the roots. And it'll die in days. And, of course, our country is the same way. We got roots that we want to continue to refresh and to water. And we can hearken back in time. We can learn our history about those roots, and that is enough to sustain it. But if we forget about our roots and our history, where we came from, we're in trouble. It's like that plant. That plant that's out there. That's just my opinion. Okay, we've got some raging circumstances going on in California, raging fires, and I'm going to play for you a clip from Fox News, and about the Mendocino Cold Complex, because this is one of those mysterious fire things that's been going on, the Mendocino Complex of fires. It's a very, very interesting. Oh, we got a commercial. Can't believe that. Can't let that happen. We've got a mysterious complex of fires that self-created themselves. We don't know how it started. Which we don't know about any of these fires, how they started. Find it very interesting, the interplay that goes on for all these fires and how they did get started. Anyway, we got this clip. Hang on. A couple of seconds now. We got to bore ourselves with all these things.
Fox News alert, catastrophic wildfires continuing to ravage California. Up north, flaring up wider, becoming the largest in the state's history. Now a total of 14,000 firefighters are battling 16 major fires statewide. Many people have lost everything.
What can you say? it makes you sick to your stomach. Everything they've worked for all their life, gone in a heartbeat.
Jonathan Hunt joins us now live from Los Angeles. Jonathan, these fires really are everywhere in the state.
Yeah, they really are, Sandra. And remember, just 24 hours ago, you, Bill, and I were talking about this. The Mendocino fire up in Northern California at that point was the fourth largest in state history. Later yesterday morning, it became the second. Now, overnight, it has become the biggest in the history of California. 440 square miles, larger by some distance than the city of Dallas, larger than the city of New York, on the way to burning an area the sprawling size of Los Angeles. We'll get more figures in just about 30 minutes on just how big it is becoming. Given how large it is, it's not been that destructive. That's some good news. 75 homes so far destroyed. But for those who are affected, it is terrifying nonetheless. Listen here.
Devastating. It's really devastating to see. And so many people lost their homes in the back. There was 9 homes from what I hear in the back. And then it's hit and a miss now.
The flames are across the road. We couldn't cross. We're already coming over the hill, so those cabins are gone for sure.
Now, the fires are springing up in Southern California as well. This one in Orange County that you're looking at right now, called the Holy Fire, so far has burned some 4,000 acres in the Cleveland National Forest. 0% containment.
And we don't know how these fires got started. It must have been spontaneous combustion. It's the Holy Jim Fire. Get it right. Yeah. I grew up in that valley. We'll be back listening to Agenda 21 Radio.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-600-5860. That's 800-600-5860. 800-600-5860.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-711-5095 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-711-5095. Again, that's 800-711-5095.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, inventor of MyPillow. My employees and I would like to thank you for making MyPillow possible. Years ago, when I invented MyPillow, I thought I was the only one out there with problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I'd flip-flop all night, or wake up with a sore neck or headache. So that's why I invented MyPillow. You can adjust MyPillow's patented fill to your exact individual needs to help you get to sleep faster and stay there longer, to get the quality sleep you need. I back it with my 10-year warranty and my 60-day money-back guarantee. And now to thank you, I'm bringing back my best offer ever. Buy one of my MyPillows and get another one absolutely free.
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 and use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
10, we're back here on Agenda 21 Radio. I want to play the rest of that thing from Fox News because it creeps over into what's going on with Donald Trump and what Donald Trump has said to say about California. Here we go.
California wildfires are being magnified and made so much worse by the bad environmental laws which aren't allowing massive amounts of readily available water to be properly utilized. It is being diverted into the Pacific Ocean. Must also tree clear to stop fire from spreading. Well, the California Department of Forestry and Fire Protection, otherwise known as CAL FIRE, issued a statement responding to that, saying of this supposed release of more water resources, quote, there is nothing to release. There are no specifics to the tweets. We have plenty of water to fight these fires. The current weather is causing more severe and destructive fires. So this debate over the role of climate change goes on. But for those 14,000 firefighters on the front line, Sandra, that is a fight for another day. The battle they want to win right now is the one against these flames that are consuming so much of California.
That's interesting. It's really interesting. The the state's ablaze up and down the state. And this happens with Jerry Brown. I mean, the level of fires have only occurred at this level since Jerry Brown became re-governor again. How we all got fooled by the lying, cheating Jerry Brown and his ilk who got him into office. Yeah, that's it. That's how it works. That's how it works. The whole thing about why we have so many fires is kind of unknown. I mean, really, let's go check in with CAL FIRE. I don't know if you guys have ever done this before. We'll just follow along. We'll go to CAL FIRE. We'll figure out, here we go. We'll go to Google, and we're going to go to CAL FIRE. And watch this. Listen, we do this every once in a while. CAL FIRE information, current fire information, CAL FIRE. California Department of Forestry and Fire Protection. It is an industry. It is a, careers, job vacancies, fire protection, exams, forestry, careers, statistics and events, state of California, statistics and events, current fire information. You can see the location of major incidents on the Google map, California statewide fire map. Some of the fires on the map are not in the jurisdiction of CAL FIRE. Red flag warnings, National Weather Service, blah, blah, blah. Let's start with of course, Sacramento Bee, Mendocino Complex Fire, now largest wildfire. California fire explodes in size, CNN 3 hours ago. Firefighters continue to face challenges in CAR FIRE. This is the CAR FIRE in Redding, California. Now, annual budget for the California Department of Forestry, based upon what we're seeing here on Google, $2 billion, founded in 1885, annual budget, $2 billion U.S. dollars. Trucks, 28, hazmat, 9, rescue vehicles, 184. Parent organization, California Natural Resources Agency. So CAL FIRE can't be its own bureaucracy. You've got to have the California Natural Resources Agency. Now, what is the California Natural Resources Agency? Here we go. They've got a website, too, or three. Let's see. The California Natural Resources Agency. Gosh, this bureaucratic thing. Advancing renewable energy resources to reduce greenhouse gas emissions and decrease California's dependence on fossil fuel and foreign oil. Responding to climate change, safeguarding our state's people and infrastructure from the effects of climate change. How's that working out for everybody in Mendocino right now? Departments, CAL FIRE, California Conservation Corps. I'm a little bit mystified by this one. That we're deep into the bowels of a bureaucracy here. The California Natural Resources Agency. Let's go to Wikipedia. They might give a better definition of this than they can of themselves. Let's see. The California Natural... Here we go. This is departments. When was it invented? Ah, here we go. Look at this. Look at this. Oh, my God. I've just opened up Pandora's box. Here are the agencies. California Department of Conservation, Exposition Park, California Department of Fish and Wildlife, no longer known as Fish and Game because we don't take game in California. California Department of Forestry and Fire Protection, California Department of Parks and Recreation, California Department of Water Resources. Really? This California Natural Resources, I'm getting suspicious. Tinfoil hat is in full flame right now on my head. I've got the California Department of Conservation, the California Department of Forestry and Fire Protection, and the California Department of Water Resources. Two agencies in the mother agency. Gee, what could possibly go wrong with the natural resources there? The current Secretary of the Natural Resources Department is John Laird, and is a member of Governor Jerry Brown's cabinet. See, the Natural Resources Agency is the parent department to a number of other departments. Ah! The bureaucracy explodes. See, I knew I would tap into the sweet spot here of this burgeoning... God. All right, here we go. We're going to run this down now. Show you how California bureaucratic snafus always work. I said foos, not fools. Safu, figure it out. System's normal, you know? Okay, the Natural Resources Agency is the parent department of a number of other departments. California Department of Boating and Waterways, California Department of Conservation, CalFed, Bay Delta Program, California Department of Fish and Wildlife, California Department of Forestry and Fire Protection, California Department of Parks and Recreation, California Department of Water Resources, and California Conservation Corps. Commissions. Also included within its jurisdiction are a number of study and regulatory commissions, boards, and oh, here we get into the money, baby. Listen to this now. Talk about a bureaucracy. California Coastal Commission, California Energy Commission, California State Lands Commission, San Francisco Bay Conservation and Development Commission, Delta Protection Commission, Colorado River Board of California, Central Valley Flood Protection Board, Board of Forestry, Fish and Game Commission, Mining and Geology Board, Native American Heritage Commission, Parks and Recreation Commission, State Historical Resources Commission, State Off-Highway Motor Vehicles Recreation Commission, California Water Commission, California Boating and Waterways Commission, and Wildlife Conservation Board. Ah, conservatories, or conservancies, excuse me, Baldwin Hills Conservancy, California Tahoe Conservancy, Coachella Valley Mountains Conservancy, Sacramento San Joaquin Delta Conservancy, San Diego River Conservancy, San Gabriel and Lower Los Angeles Rivers and Mountains Conservancy, San Joaquin River Conservancy, Santa Monica Mountains Conservancy, Sierra Nevada Conservancy, State Coastal Conservancy Museums, California Science Museum, California African American Museum. That's not congruent. I thought we were talking about natural resources. Why do they have the California American African Americans Museum? Okay, I thought we were talking about California, but I also African American. Well, this all of a sudden now is a people. Why is it there? Externally, California Natural. We could go on. It is a bloated bureaucracy. And gee, they control water and they control resources above ground too, like the forest. Flood and fire, then famine. Maybe that's the plan, right? Aren't we glad we opened up this Pandora's box? How many billions really or more are spent? $2 billion budget with only a few trucks. Interesting. We'll be back.
He's undoing the UN, one community at a time. It's Paul Preston. Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-600-5860. That's 800-600-5860. 800-600-5860.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-711-5095 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-711-5095. Again, that's 800-711-5095.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, inventor of MyPillow. My employees and I would like to thank you for making MyPillow possible. Years ago, when I invented MyPillow, I thought I was the only one out there with problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I'd flip-flop all night, or wake up with a sore neck or headache. So that's why I invented MyPillow. You can adjust MyPillow's patented fill to your exact individual needs to help you get to sleep faster and stay there longer, to get the quality sleep you need. I back it with my 10-year warranty and my 60-day money-back guarantee. And now to thank you, I'm bringing back my best offer ever. Buy one of my MyPillows and get another one absolutely free.
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 and use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
The affirmative task we have now is to actually create a new world order.
And welcome back to Agenda 21 Radio. Let's see here. This is an interesting. This is from Fox News, Associated Press, actually. Associated Press. The president is pointing his finger at environmental laws, and the government is blaming climate change. That's where we're at today. That's where we're at today. And quite frankly, given Jerry Brown's history of following the encyclical by the Pope, he's proven himself clearly to be in bed with the agendist out there, the Agenda 21 folks of the United Nations and the 2030 Agenda people. That's clearly where he's coming from. So he's a totalitarian. We know that. He's also the Pope's lapdog. Lap, lap. We know that because he believes in the encyclical, the false science of climate change and global warming. Now, if you want to talk about climate change, geoengineering, that sort of thing, different issue. More than happy to talk to you about that. More than happy to talk to you about that. That is that's a fact. That's, if you want to talk about climate change and global warming, it's a tag to geoengineering, man-made global warming, which is, of course, what Jerry Brown's into, weather modification and so on. That, all these fires have been enhanced, clearly, by the climate geoengineering folks. So the president's pointing finger, and he's put out a tweet. It says, both men are getting hammered for the remarks, it says. It says, as twin wildfires have destroyed more than 1,000 homes in Northern California, President Trump and California Democratic Governor Jerry Brown are both making claims and provoking criticism. Provoking. About why the fires continue to spread. Trump tweeted Sunday claiming that the fires are being magnified by environmental laws that stop water from being effectively used. He also called for the clearing of more trees. Now, that's the Duff thing going on. Trump tweeted Sunday claiming the fires are being magnified. Mm-hmm. California wildfires are being magnified and made much worse by the bad environmental laws, blah, 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 and the water being diverted to the Pacific Ocean. California wildfires are, okay, we said that before. It says, must stop. Okay. He followed up Monday. California Jerry Brown must allow the free flow of the vast amounts of water coming from the north and foolishly being diverted into the Pacific Ocean. Can be used for fires, farming, and everything else. Think of California with plenty of water. Nice. Fast federal government approvals. Okay. That's what he wrote. A spokesman for the California Department of Forestry and Fire Protection shot back. Where's the governor? I thought he'd shoot back. I don't think Jerry Brown knows about Twitter. I don't think he does. In fact, I know he doesn't. He doesn't care about it. Says, so this Brianna Sachs is her name, Brianna, from the CAL FIRE. Let's check out her Twitter, at CAL. Oh, Brianna. Now, she is, this is her own personal thing. This is not, no, she's not from CAL FIRE. I'm looking at her Twitter account. And she's got this picture, you know, the Tesla up in space. It says, don't panic. Okay, we're not going to panic, Brianna. It says, reporter. Oh, she's a reporter. Baffled, experts say Trump is completely clueless on California fires. That's BuzzFeed. Let's check this one. This is from her Twitter. See how clueless Trump really is, or anybody else. So what is the argument here? BuzzFeed. Baffled, experts say Trump is completely clueless on California wildfires. Experts. Really? Experts. Says as wildfires continue to burn hundreds of thousands of trees and acres across California, President Donald Trump has decided to weigh in, seemingly blaming the state's water policies for the disaster. I don't think he's totally doing that. In tweets that have perplexed experts who say those policies had nothing to do with the fires. Trump first tweeted about the fires Sunday, the same day he declared a major disaster for the devastating blaze, claiming that the crisis has been magnified and made so much more worse by the bad environmental laws. I think the environmental laws is completely spot on, which aren't allowing massive amounts of readily available water to be properly utilized. That's true. But that's they're alarmed by his cluelessness here. Let me read what he said. Magnified and made so much worse by the bad environmental laws, which aren't allowing massive amounts of readily available water to be properly utilized. I would say that's true. Absolutely spot on. The environmental laws, by the way, These environmental laws prevent what? The clearing of the duff, the clearing of these dead trees, all the dead fuel that causes the fires to burn so intensely. Duh. BuzzFeed. BuzzFeed. Trump later deleted and reposted a similar tweet Monday. California, well, okay, so what? The tweet baffled scientists. It baffled him. Oh, did it? About the environmental laws, that baffled them? The tweet baffled scientists and firefighters. But despite pushback, Trump doubled down Monday, calling on California Jerry Brown to allow the free flow of vast amounts of water coming from the north. That water, Trump argued, could be put to a variety of uses, including battling wildfires. Right? And where are the other? I'm sorry, we left off something on that. Mm-hmm. Says Jerry Brown, I must allow the free flow of, okay. But by the way, this is the rest of it. This is their article. It says that water, Trump argued, could be put to a variety of uses, including battling wildfires. This can be used for fires, farming, and everything else. Well, we've got farming and everything else, which would probably speak to what's going on in the San Joaquin Valley, right? Where farmers are being denied by radical environmentalist rules and regulations implemented and foisted upon these people by Jerry Brown and his environmentalist wackos and judges, right? And what's happening down there? Well, these farms are being closed up, lands being fallowed. Why? Because of, this is what he says in his tweet. Do we have to interpret it down for the news, the fake news like BuzzFeed? This is not the first time that Trump has criticized California's water policies. In 2016, during his presidential campaign, he similarly claimed that the state was taking the water and shoving it out to sea. And they weren't? We weren't, California? Jerry Brown wasn't? He was drowning us out. Hello, BuzzFeed. You don't remember that? See, this is where, you know, this is why they hate shows like this one. We just have to remind you that that's exactly what they've been doing. We're going to start opening up the water, he told a rally in Fresno, so that you can have your farmers survive so that your jobs market will get better. And what's wrong with that? See, they're trying to couch it in the context of the earlier statements that they were making. Like, there's something wrong with this. There's nothing wrong with what he said. This is the saving of farms in Fresno. Why? Because they're draining the reservoirs up there. I've been up there firsthand and seen it in that area and what they've been doing to control all the water. They push it out to sea. By the way, those rivers down around that area, in the summertime, in a normal season, if you didn't have those reservoirs up there, they'd be dry as a bone. And now that you have reservoirs, we have free running water, right? We'll be back. You're listening to Agenda 21 Radio.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-600-5860. That's 800-600-5860. 800-600-5860.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-711-5095 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-711-5095. Again, that's 800-711-5095.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, inventor of MyPillow. My employees and I would like to thank you for making MyPillow possible. Years ago, when I invented MyPillow, I thought I was the only one out there with problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I'd flip-flop all night, or wake up with a sore neck or headache. So that's why I invented MyPillow. You can adjust MyPillow's patented fill to your exact individual needs to help you get to sleep faster and stay there longer, to get the quality sleep you need. I back it with my 10-year warranty and my 60-day money-back guarantee. And now to thank you, I'm bringing back my best offer ever. Buy one of my MyPillows and get another one absolutely free.
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 and use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
And we're back here on Agenda 21 Radio. Call in. Call in line is 215-867-8255. If you want to call in here for the next several minutes, we'll take your phone calls. 215-867-8255. Okay, we're looking at a ranch fire Mendocino complex. This was August 7th, last modified. This is a status report, incident information, latest update. Date and time started July 27th, several days ago. Today's August 7th. This was from 7:17 a.m. Pacific time. It says Unified Command Cal Fire, Mendocino Units, United States Forest Service, Mendocino National Forest, County, Colusa County, Lake County, and Mendocino County. Now, my understanding is Jerry Brown's ranch may be threatened here. A fact, I got... I got 300 grievance. Let's see here. Where am I going here? 300. See, I'm looking up. I got this spiffy bit of information yesterday. That came through to all my messages here. Ah, here we go. Aha. Let's see. On Cal Fire Map. Says, this is from one of my people. On Cal Fire Map, compare Jerry Brown Ranch fire in western Colusa and sites where LaMalfa sites dam will go. Okay, so I'm going to do that. I'm going to look at this. I'm now looking at my cell phone. And will Jerry Brown's ranch be threatened is the big question. And my answer to that is right now, I don't know. It could be. Could be. It's in the area. So we'll have to wait and see. Jerry Brown's home, his parents' home, his ranch, is could possibly be threatened out here. So this is evacuations. Let's see, structures. There's 11,300 structures threatened. Structures destroyed. 75 residences and 68 others. Evacuations, latest Mendocino complex, cooperating agencies. Let's see here. Conditions, blah, 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 blah. Phone numbers to call. But nobody's telling us how it started. Where's the narrative? How did it start? I don't know. Because it's not telling us how it started. Isn't that interesting? Let's go to some other incidents maps here and see if we can find out current information and info. Let's see, incident maps. We'll go to maps and photos. We're going to go all around the state. Oh, here we go. We might be able to find it this way. I'm perusing this. This is kind of what you have to do to find out what caused it all. Well, don't really know that one yet. Can't find it there. Let's see if we can get photo news releases. News releases about any of these maps, any of these things. Mendocino Complex news release yesterday. See, do they say what caused it? No. Nope. Nope. Evacuations, maps, yes. But no, they don't say what caused it. So we don't know what causes these fires. Let's see if we got another one here. This one might... Under investigation. This one here. Aha! This is on the 27th. This is the ranch fire status. This was the river fire status. Mendocino complex status. Full containment? No. 815? No. Containment? No. Okay, here we go. Cause under investigation. There you go. We don't know what caused it. This is what typically you get when you get these and you look at them under investigation. 6 months later, under investigation. it's under investigation. Or mechanical failure. Okay. Very vague. They don't give you the real details. In other words, we don't normally in these fires, this has been what we've found. You don't find a cause and you don't find anybody who's being arrested or anything but they just start spontaneously. I know all about spontaneous combustion in the forest. I know all about that. I'm a biologist. I get it. But they just go ahead. They all start spontaneously in these kind of fires. If they do, that means that somebody is not managing the forest floor. Somebody is not managing the fuel behind all this. They're not managing the decaying biomass. How about that one? They're not managing these areas properly. That's the point. This industry is a $10 billion industry on the surface. That's the budget for these departments. $10 billion. Just one is $2 billion. Cal Fire alone is $2 billion, they say. The question is, if you're putting out $2 billion a year, and you have all these fires, they're going to be declared disasters, not only state disasters, but federal disasters. No. And how much money is the federal government going to contribute to all these natural disasters, which we have no cause that they're all under investigation as to why what caused them? Because clearly there were no lightning strikes that caused the preponderance of these fires. It's just not there, guys. They don't have the weather for that. Why? Because you've been drying out the environment with the chemtrails and everything else. And so there's no moisture in the air to even create clouds so that you can have these lightning strikes. So what does that mean? Well, it seems to get a little suspicious with me. And I would like to suggest that perhaps there's what's known as disaster capitalism going on here. You're winning, sir? I'm shocked to see gambling going on here. We'll be back. You're listening to Agenda 21 Radio, the new disaster capitalist channel.
My best friend, my rock, my son, Dominic, my only child, was also killed by an illegal immigrant. I call them illegal aliens.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-600-5860. That's 800-600-5860.
800-600-5860.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-711-5095 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-711-5095. Again, that's 800-711-5095.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, inventor of MyPillow. My employees and I would like to thank you for making MyPillow possible. Years ago, when I invented MyPillow, I thought I was the only one out there with problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I'd flip-flop all night, or wake up with a sore neck or headache. So that's why I invented MyPillow. You can adjust MyPillow's patented fill to your exact individual needs to help you get to sleep faster and stay there longer, to get the quality sleep you need. I back it with my 10-year warranty and my 60-day money-back guarantee. And now to thank you, I'm bringing back my best offer ever. Buy one of my MyPillows and get another one absolutely free.
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 when you use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
Take off the tinfoil hat
and put on the Kevlar.
It's time for battle with Paul Preston and the Agenda 21 Show.
Okay, we're investigating ourselves here. I'm just sort of randomly going through the fires and the fire scenarios. I've got one here, the Temescal Fire. San Bernardino National Forest. Is it Temescal? Wait a minute, maybe I got the wrong. San Gregorio Wilderness. By the way, I've been out there. I used to live in the San Gregorio Wilderness. Forest Falls area. What's the name of it? Do they have a name for it? I don't know. Okay, but this is just one of them. This is down in San Bernardino County. And current, as of 8-3, you know, that's several days ago. And this is what we have. This is from the United States, U.S. Forest Service, by the way, not CAL FIRE. But it's indicative of what we're finding. Current as a blah, blah, incident type wildfire, cause under investigation. Fuels involved, chaparral, 6 feet in timber, litter and understory. Is that right? Yeah, understory. Little to no large fire history in vicinity of the burn area. That means that they have not burned the area for a long time. And there's a whole bunch of biomass and fuel that's accumulated over years. That's why it's a fire like that. But again, the salient thing, as in all these fires, when you look it up, there's an under-investigation cause. And sometimes you'll find lightning. That's because they can actually track the weather pattern that creates the lightning, and boom, shazam, they know the lightning strikes. They got a history of it, and they can tell you what's happening. But none of these fires in California lately have that. They're all under investigation. Why don't they start looking for those Antifa folks that are roaming around with all those fire starters? Just thought I'd let you know. Maybe we could probably look at that and maybe find out the answers. But that might lead to an arrest and all that stuff. Anyway, thanks for listening to Agenda 21 Radio. Remember to visit our website at agenda21radio.news and newcaliforniastate.com. And remember, stay strong, America. We are exceptional Americans.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
Stay tuned for more of Paul Preston's Agenda 21 Radio.
This is AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.